Thank you for calling Pearl Source.
Hey, Steve there?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Hashem with Cardis.
Hold on just a second.
Sure, thank you.
I think he's on the other phone. Hold on.
Sure.
Steve speaking.
Hey, Steve, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardis. How are you?
No, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just kind of wanted to follow up with you. It's been a while since we last spoke, and I kind of wanted to see how business has been and if you had anything coming up at all.
Well, I've strung myself out and went and bought a, had a bank tell me that when I bought these houses on this flipping deal, that they'd loan me 80% of the appraised value back at
right.
the time that I got through with them, and I was going to do a lot of rent-to-own type things, which basically, you know, that's real good business right now. Real
right.
good business. Unbelievable business.
Really?
And then they're not following through with that at all.
Oh, really? Why
and
is that?
And so I've tied up about $200,000 worth of capital in all these properties, and just here I am. I've got two of them are rental properties, and then I've got a third one that I sold rent to own down in Frederick, and it's under contract. The lady's paying me every month, and that's all working
gotcha.
Real good.
Good. Glad to hear that.
But no, I can always use a lot of capital. I just can't use it at these interest rates.
Yeah, of course. The interest rates are, I know sometimes they're a little bit high, but it all depends on your return, really. So, like, what were you looking to use the capital?
Well, the thing is that there is no return until I get these houses going. And when I get the money on a rent to own and get a down payment and a monthly payment, it'll be several years before I get what I've got in them back.
Right. Right, makes sense.
So I just tied up all my operating capitals, all that did.
No kidding.
Oh yeah.
So
my, anything that I had, that I was, in other words, if I could have taken that money and be rolling it, there ain't no telling what we could make, but I can't roll it.
Right, of course. It just takes a really long time, or what?
Well, I got this house in Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
Lady paid me $5,900 down. I can't remember which one it was now.
Right.
I gave $16,000 for that house.
Okay.
I've spent about $7,000 on it. A little less than that. $60-something hundred, say.
Okay.
And so I have $23,000 in that house at that point.
Gotcha.
It went under contract to her at $54,000.
Okay.
And she's paid the $5,900 out down, and she's paying me 7.5% interest, and making a payment of $400-something a month. Now, the $5,900 down and at $400 a month, it'll take me what, 2 years to get my money back?
Yeah, it'll take a while.
And see, I'll just—that's what I'm saying. When I when this bunch had told me they'd loan me 80% of the appraised value,
right?
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah,
because the monthly payments that I'd be using to service that note would be less than the monthly payments I was getting from the people that bought them.
Absolutely. Then it would work
so
out.
So I would not only be making some money up front, cleared out, but then I'd be servicing the debt with no, and making money every year
at
on that.
At the same time, exactly.
And so, I was excited. I was really excited. I thought this is going to work.
Right.
Because there are literally thousands of people, and I mean thousands of people, who cannot get a home loan.
Right.
I had some come up to me the other day on a house on Lee that I bought. I fixed it up. I've got about $65,000 in that deal, and I've got it on the market to sell at $134,000.
And you've had a lot of inquiries on it?
Yeah, I've had quite a few. I had one that I could have rented to own it several times.
Mm-hmm.
One bunch would have given me $10,000 down, and we'd have structured the payments out at about $1,000 a month for them.
Right.
And then they would have paid me, the first of every year, they would have paid me $10,000.
Oh, wow. That would have been great.
Yeah. But. I can't, I need my money back.
Right.
I can't tie it up that way.
Right.
Now, if somebody wants to get rich, We can get big rich doing this. I can tell you that. I'm in the business. We can get rich doing this.
Right.
But it takes money.
Of course it takes money. That's the problem always is money.
Well, it's not a problem if you're servicing a debt.
That's true.
And making a monthly payment, it's not a problem.
That's true.
and the people who have the money are in great shape because the house is completely refurbished and they're loaning 80% of the appraised value.
Right.
That's it. And so if they got a 20%, the people loaning the money and the deal's got a 20% equity in it or interest in it.
Right. Nice and simple too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't tell you how excited I was about it, but I found out real quick that people don't do what they say they're going to do.
No, they don't. They never do. Well, if for the business, do you usually end up, is that what you do? You usually end up just purchasing, fixing, and flipping?
No. I run a construction business. I'm busy beyond belief right now every day.
Okay.
I do remodeling and roofing and all kinds of stuff.
So for the construction business, do you ever run into cash flow? I mean, I assume you run into cash flow problems there.
always, because I specialize in insurance stuff.
Exactly,
and I help my customers get paid what they're due from their insurance company, and all that. And now it goes to the mortgage company, and then the damn mortgage company won't release the money. So yeah, you got a cash flow problem. Well, they want us as contractors to finance the deal when they've got the damn money in the bank.
Exactly, yes, which is why, I mean, I work a lot with construction companies, so I kind of understand the business there a little bit more. And
yeah.
I know capital is always needed on hand. So for the homes you were doing, is that a completely different thing?
Well, yeah, I had it separated, yeah.
Okay. And
I kept it separated.
And have you tried doing some sort of like working capital loan for the construction business and then use?
Well, when I got into this and got excited about it all and did this and that with all that went on,
right?
People ran credit reports on me, some of them, and guess what? They dropped my credit score from 775 down to, I don't know what it is, 600 or something.
No kidding.
Nothing more than checking my credit.
Really?
Yep.
That is ridiculous.
Yes, sir. It is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. And
I pay my bill every 30 days, always have, and da-da-da-da-da, and they're trying to ruin me.
Yeah, I mean, you sound on top of it, but, like, what? How many people were checking the credit?
Well, this guy that I got involved with on this flipping deal, he was all pumping me, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And was telling me how much we could make doing it, and I saw it on the one hand. But I applied for credit with my bank.
Right.
I applied with credit with another couple of entities that on the RVS bank that I was going to do the 80% loan structuring for me. Of course, they got credit reports on me, hard reports.
Right.
I don't know who all did, but I mean, I just know that it was nothing more than credit reports.
That is absurd.
And I've talked to several. I have that. I can't think. Credit Notify bunch, and I've talked to them. And then I've got to call the credit bureaus and all that kind of crap. I mean,
wow.
It's just stupid. The whole world's stupid.
It is stupid. That's pretty absurd.
And you're sitting here on top of, in this part of the country, sitting on top of a gold mine here, because this is not like in these metropolitan areas and big cities and stuff. There's so many people involved that have money in this business already.
Right.
This out here is a wide open gate. There's nobody out here. I mean, there's some people out here, but there's nobody out here investing in these cities. And hell, we've got the big air base here at Altus, and we got the big army base over at Lawton, and
right,
making 4-bale cotton this year and all kinds of stuff. So
ooh.
I mean, it's a great area, but it's off the beaten path and off the main place that people want to look.
Right.
To the point that it's just wide open. I mean, I can go buy houses every... I had one this last week. Wanted to said I could get this house for $1,000. And I guarantee really? It's a property where it's at that would appraise for probably close to $40,000.
Really?
Of course, I'd spend some money fixing it. I'd probably spend $20,000 fixing it.
Yeah, and then make a bundle
but
on it.
But there's
the
nothing
end.
Wrong with doubling your damn money either.
Exactly.
Huh?
You're going to make a bundle in the end of it.
Oh, if you had the money, yeah.
Exactly.
It's just like reaching out with y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here, question for you then. So, since you do have lots of projects coming up and you're really busy there, has when you used the capital loan, did you use it on for the construction business, I assume, right?
Well, no, the capital loan stuff pretty well went into the to the financing. I used it for the acquiring these properties.
For the properties, okay. And
yeah, see, I acquired about, I've spent nearly $200,000 on acquisitions.
Gotcha. And when you paid it back, did you pay it back using the revenue from the business?
Yeah. Well, you got to pay. That's the only place I got revenue.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where the hell do you think it's going to come from?
Okay, exactly. I was kind of about to suggest that to
I
you.
I can't pull it out of my ear.
Yeah. True.
I could go hang out in the casinos, I guess, and win it.
You could, or lose it.
Well, I laugh all the time. I see, and I feel so sorry for people. They hang out in those casinos.
Right.
Of course, out here in Oklahoma, that's real prevalent. And
real popular.
And I tell them every day, you idiots, you know. They didn't build these casinos because they were losing money, guys. Look around
right.
you.
Right.
Somebody's makes... paying for this.
Exactly.
It ain't the winners.
No, it's not. And so what I was going to suggest, but it seems like you already kind of tried that, was doing some sort of working capital on the business and then using it for the homes. But is that something that didn't end up working out for you?
Well, I mean, it's worked out fine. I'm working. I'm doing it. I'm paying it back.
Right.
I mean, I'm paying every day.
So you still have a working capital?
It hadn't worked out good from the standpoint, and it hadn't worked out good from the standpoint I have no income from
yeah.
that side of the deal.
Absolutely. So is it an actual working capital loan that you have out right now?
I have no banks. You're it.
Right.
You're the only people I owe a dime to over 30 days.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have no banks.
Gotcha. So
I have no use for banks. I can't stand the attitude nowadays. I can't stand it.
No, I completely understand. I'm with you on that. I mean, I know how frustrating it can be.
Oh, it's more than frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm 70 years old. I'm not 26.
Right. And I'm sure it gets really frustrating.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so did you have, like, any, I know you're looking for cash, so how much cash are you looking for?
Basically, there's no real, I don't know. I mean, I haven't sat down and
you don't have, like, an actual number?
Well, I mean, it just depends on how many houses I go buy.
Right. Well, what do you have in the works that you're trying to do? Like, what's the next step for you right now, the objective?
To get this all worked out and get some of these properties sold and get my money back.
Right. So
I can buy some more.
So basically, you need somebody to buy the properties. That's what
yeah.
you need right now?
Well, of course, the money that I would use would be fixed right. up money on the properties. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So when you fix
I'm
up
the properties, huh?
Right. So when you fix up the properties, how much are you looking at capital in order to fix up the properties?
Well, it depends on what you tie up. Everyone's different.
Right.
It depends on the property.
So when you fix it up, are you planning on fixing it up yourself and then selling it? Or are you going to have, you know, like
no,
a
I am the company. I am a subchapter S Corp. I am the company. The company is me. There
gotcha.
Is no difference.
So you are going to fix these houses from your company, and you
yeah.
own houses.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, makes a lot more sense then.
I deeded the houses in my personal name.
So if you were to fix up these properties, wouldn't they be able to be sold a lot quicker?
Use what?
If you were to fix up these properties, wouldn't they be able to be sold faster?
Oh, yeah. If I could afford to rent to own them, if I was set up in a financing situation where I could rent to own them, it'd be hell balls to the wall.
Okay, gotcha. So, I mean, honestly, depending on how the business is and what your turnover is, we can get you some capital.
Well, I mean, I do a couple million dollars worth of business a year in my company.
Okay, so I mean, that definitely would be able to
anywhere from 2 to 5 million a year, depending on the year and the whatever. And right now, we're busier than we've ever been. So.
Okay. Well, that all sounds great.
I mean, I'm just now completing a deal over here. I did a remodel on a house in east of Lawton, and I'm closing it up right now. About an $80,000 remodel, and I'm making $20,000 on it.
Oh, okay. Great. So tell me, like, more about, like, your returns. So
and I get all those kind of leads every day. I get them every day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is something that can definitely be done. So what would you say your turnover is?
Well, my money, you know, as far as turnover on the money,
yeah,
I have cash flow because I'm starting new work and getting deposits, and I'm finishing work and getting my money from the insurance company anywhere from the hard part of it is I'd have $300,000 or $400,000 in the bank right now if the insurance companies had paid me for everything I'm doing.
Right.
But it takes time, so... In the meantime, I'm cash flowing by the new business that I get in before I spend the money using it. And it's just a flow deal.
Right. Which is why I was kind of wondering what kind of money that you were looking for. Because if your turnover is good enough, I mean, the percentage really just depends on how much you're making and how much you're turning over on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the way I'm handling this deal on this house is that I deeded them in my name, so... I'm going to charge myself from my construction company the amount that I would normally pay to do the work.
Correct.
But it don't matter because it's coming out of my pocket and I'm not...
Exactly.
That money isn't coming back right now.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, what I would suggest, I mean, obviously it's up to you, is trying to get a capital loan for the construction business, and then from there you can fix up those homes that you're trying to fix.
Well, I could use a couple, you know, if I could get a couple $100,000, I'd get it going. I'd like to find somebody who would just come, if I had somebody with money, they'd be thrilled with where this is at right now.
Of course, I'm sure.
Absolutely thrilled.
I'm sure. Just finding an investor, a private investor, is usually a little more difficult.
Right.
So, I mean, would that be something that you might be interested
in?
Well,
just somebody that had the money could afford to tie it up that way, you know?
Right.
If I could structure this where I could loan that 80% of appraised value,
right,
which leaves me a 20% equity in the property,
right,
then I would be able to cash flow it.
Definitely would be able to. Have you looked into investors?
And me making money doing that every day.
Yeah. Have you looked in for any investors at all?
I wouldn't know where to turn.
Really?
I really don't.
Really?
I don't know anybody that's got any money.
Yeah. Well, that makes two of us. I don't either, really. But, I mean, have you tried the whole capital situation in order to fix the homes?
The whole capital, what do you mean?
Yeah, like bringing on capital in order to fix the homes, but you're using it through the business. So if the turnover is good enough, I'm saying to take capital, right, and then finish the projects, and then once you pay that off, you have obviously a profit. Otherwise, there would be
no but the profit's all tied up in the house that I won't be getting money back on for a while.
So you're going to be paying off the house with that profit the entire time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, until I get some way to do it different, I don't have it.
Right.
I need a way to procure these properties.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then get an appraised value of the thing when we get them fixed and be able to borrow 75 to 80% of that money and then go forward.
Right.
Then I've not only made a little profit, but I've paid all my overhead expenses and everything else, and we've cleared probably 30% on the properties on an average.
Right. So you don't want to fix up the homes and then try and sell them before they're fully paid off?
you can rent to own these homes,
uh-huh,
and not pay off nothing.
Right. So if you were to fix up the home and put it up for rent, wouldn't it eventually pay itself off?
No, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. The lady's going to pay me. She's on the line right now for $54,000 on that house.
Exactly. Exactly. So
only thing is, that's going to take a number of years to get.
That's true.
Now, I think there's another possibility, and I haven't really pursued it because, again, I don't know. I think on these rent-to-owns, like when you get the good, responsible people buying them,
uh-huh,
they can probably, and after paying you payments for a couple of years,
mm-hmm,
they would be able to go and secure financing themselves, pay you off, and walk away.
Right.
But then you're tying it up for 2 years. I mean, it's just a tie-up of money for a little while.
It is. I mean, it's a long-term investment, obviously.
Well, I don't think it'll be more than 3 or 4 years in reality.
Right. But, which, I mean, is not too bad for a home, really.
God, no.
Yeah. Well, okay. Do you want
most
to...
Most people borrow money for 40 years.
That's true. Actually, I've got a 30-year...
If you can turn it over in three, that ought to work.
That would be amazing. Are you kidding?
Well,
oh,
no, I'm not kidding. It's out there.
Huh. That's just insane.
There are people with money that are just raking in. There's a guy here in this town named Winters. There is no telling how many millions of dollars he's made right here doing what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yes.
That is just crazy.
They're buying these houses over here for $3,000 or $4,000 and turn around and sell them for $40,000.
Wow. That's just crazy.
Yep.
That's insane. Wow.
No, it's not. It's the real world.
Have you tried talking to him?
To who?
To him, the man that you're talking about.
Oh, God, no. Absolutely not. He's not. He's independent. He's Mr. Winters. He's above everybody.
He's way above the crowd there.
He ain't going to help somebody else compete with him.
Right.
I can tell you that.
Right. Of course, not a competitor.
And he don't need you.
Yes.
He's making it work for himself, so what does he need?
God. Okay, well, did you want to try and see if how much capital we can get you?
Might find out. You see that I paid every day, so.
I'm sorry?
I said y'all can see my payment performance on what you loan me.
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, is that something that you were interested in?
I'm always interested in money.
Okay.
I just have to see how it would work. I'd have to profile it and see how to
right, and then
it work.
What kind of terms and offers are being offered on the table and things like that.
Right,
so
right.
Why don't I do this for you? What's a good email address for you?
It's S Kiser, K-I-S-E-R.
46 at live?
At live.com, yeah.
Got it. Okay, I still have it on file here. I'm going to go ahead and shoot over an email to you with, like the documents required and whatnot. And then
I'm through messing with all that credit checking and all that stuff. That's over. I'm not going to go through that anymore.
Right.
I'm 70 years old. I've paid my bills. I've never declared bankruptcy. You want to do business with me or you don't.
Right.
I run a business that pays its bills every 30 days.
Right. Yeah, I completely understand that.
And have for years. If that's not good enough for you, then I'm sorry.
The thing is, it's good enough for me, but I don't know if it's good enough for, the rest of the company.
Oh, I know. I know. I know how nosy the world likes to be.
Yes, definitely.
But it's stupid. I've got a meeting here sometime today with a guy that's supposed to go look at a property here with me. He has some money. I have no idea how much.
Right.
But he acted like he might, he was trying to get this house bought, and we got talking, and he might be interested in funding some of it.
Right.
On a partnership basis of some kind.
Okay, that would be a good idea to try out at least.
Well, I mean, of course, I'm sure he's limited. No, I'm just,
definitely.
I'm telling you beyond any shadow of a doubt that, what would happen is if you ever got some volume going, You'd incorporate or set up a property management company.
Right.
And do all that rent to own and have a staff that got the money collected and oversaw the properties and all that stuff for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I do.
As part of the overhead, but yes, it wouldn't be that bad either.
Definitely. So, here, I have a little proposition for you then.
See, I've got right now, I've got 7 properties bought.
Right. Is that the $200,000 that you spent?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, so here's what I think. So we're a relationship-based bank. So my goal is not to do what you've been telling me all day about the whole go pull your credit from all these places, bash you, and then the end come down and tell you that you're going to be qualified for, you know, half as much as I told you you would be. So here's what I suggest is to provide the information except for your Social Security number. Okay? Because what that'll do is allow me to take a look at the numbers and sort of somehow, you know, get a...
Well, you're not going to see any numbers of any appreciable anything right now.
What do you mean, in the bank statements?
That's in my business.
Right.
There is no income from the houses that I buy. I mean, I've got a whopping $800 a month coming in.
Right.
on the rental of a couple of properties. But
right.
The thing about it is that... ProSource is the only bank account I have. I don't even keep a personal bank account.
Right. So I was just...
I'm a subchapter S corp, so it's all for one and one for all. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So I was talking about for ProSource, your construction company.
Yeah.
So if you were to provide the statements in the tax return for that, but don't provide Social Security, so I will not... There will be no credit running or anything like that. So where we strictly just look at numbers... And then from there, go back to you and tell you, like, if this is something that we'd be able to do or not. That way we don't waste our time, yeah. Your time,
yeah.
And run credit, you know, pull it down or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, my income tax return this last year, because I the way I handled it with my CPA, my last year's income tax is showing I manage my income tax deal pretty good. It's not showing any income, really.
Okay.
Because I only take cash in, cash out. Well, when I'm rolling all this money out,
right,
and not showing receivables as an asset on my income tax, well, there you go. You don't owe any taxes.
Right.
I pay as I collect.
Right.
So yeah, the fact that I'm floating all this money, is just it's an actual income, but it don't show up that way.
Correct. Because, I mean, what we take a look at mostly is your ending balances for the statements and then your sales, your total sales. So we're not just, you know, we're not looking at, like, your credit. We're not looking at anything personal. We're looking at how much the business makes and which revenue is.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that counts is sales on my income tax is jobs that are paid off. So,
right.
Again, if I'm carrying $300,000 on paper, well, that don't show up.
Right.
It'll show up when I collect the money.
Correct. So what were sales like last year then?
Huh?
So what were sales like for you last year, like on the tax return? What did you have on sales?
You know, I haven't seen it. I don't even know.
Right.
I don't even know. CPA does all that work for me. I don't even know. And I should have a copy of it here somewhere. I can get a copy of it, but I don't know.
Right. Do you have like a ballpark maybe of what you're around?
I don't know, sir. Let me tell you,
yeah.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I work 24 hours a day as it is. I don't have time for that part of it.
Fair enough. I know you're
a busy guy. That's what his job is.
I know you're a busy guy. Okay, I mean, so what I can do, if you like, is shoot over that email and just kind of have a list of things that if you can collect for me. And then I'll be 100% sure I'll tell you even in the email not to submit your Social Security for me. And I will not run credit. I will not go through any other, you know, lender or anything like that. All I'm going to do is take a look at your numbers and just see
what I could get a realistic operating statement from my CPA, I'm sure.
Great. Perfect. I mean, anything really helps.
But anybody that wants to go by income taxes ought to have learned something about Donald Trump this election year, how that looks, how that works.
Yeah. Oh man, this election year is insane.